Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. What happens if a New South Wales property agent allows their licence to lapse? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday 12th of April 2023.
Don't let your licence lapse. Now, I know I've talked about this before and I say it so often in training and I say it to people all the time, because we get calls here daily about agents who have let their license lapse. Now, if you go onto Fair Trading and have a look at their new public register for licensing, and now that has all types of licenses, it has vehicle licenses and boat licenses and conveyancing licenses and a whole range of, you know, tradies licenses. They're all on there, but go onto the property one and have a look, you know, pull up somebody's name. Your own name would help. Check what your license, check what categories you've got. We'll come back to that in a second. But have a look at, you know, if you've ever let your license lapse, that's on there. Previously on the old Fair Trading Register, public register, you wouldn't see if it had lapsed for less than a year. You wouldn't see when it had lapsed. You now can. Every time, you know, when we go in there and look for somebody, you can see that they got it in 2002 and then they let it lapse in 2005 and they got it back 4 months later. And then they, 4 years on from that, they let it lapse again, and 9 months later they realised that it had lapsed, or 4 days later, you know, whatever it is, whether it's 4 days, 9 months, if it's over a year, remember, you're going to be reassessed against the current qualifications. So now the point of that is, it's not so much about, you know, making the reapplication. Yes, that's more money, more time. It's the time that you weren't licensed. And when you weren't licensed, now every member of the public, including their vendors, the solicitors, can look at that and see that when you signed that agency agreement, you weren't licensed. So you didn't have the authority to enter into an agency agreement. So good luck fighting for your commission on those ones. I mean, yes, there are, you know, there's a whole lot of arguments around that and there's reasons why. And so again, as in most issues in life, there's every individual has a different story and a different outcome. But you don't want to be the one fighting for your commission after you've done a good job to sell somebody's property. So, or you've been managing a property and somebody looks back and, oh, 2 years ago when you actually signed the managing agency agreement, you weren't licensed. This isn't invalid. We want all of our management fees back for the past 2 years. That's got to hurt your cash flow and your, you know, just feeling good about doing business. So, please, one, don't let your license lapse. Two, check the Fair Trading Register to make sure that you are licensed in the right categories to do the right thing. If you're holding a license and a certificate, you don't need both. You just need the license, unless your certificate's in a different category. So you might have a real estate license, but working through and getting on your way through to getting a strata license, then you might hold a strata certificate. But if they're in the same, if you've got a real estate license and a real estate certificate, surrender the certificate. You don't need both on there. So, you know, have a check on what's there, but please make sure that, you know, you actually are authorised to do what you're supposed to be doing. So don't, no different from driving without a licence. You know, you're not authorised to do that either. So you're not authorised to be a real estate agent if you haven't renewed your licence.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.